Next up, we have Tripp Nix and Eric Taub from Holland & Nye talking about bankruptcy and real estate. Tripp is a partner in the Austin office of Holland & Nye. Mr. Nix assists clients across a wide range of industries in bankruptcy proceedings and complex commercial litigation matters. In addition to his bankruptcy practice, Mr. Nix maintains a significant caseload of commercial litigation cases in state and federal court, representing plaintiffs and defendants. Mr. Taub is a trusted advisor to and advocate for real estate developers, financial services companies, oil and gas companies, manufacturers, technology companies, professional service firms, restaurants, hospitality companies, and more. From startups and small businesses to publicly traded multinationals, companies in a wide range of industries rely on him to solve their problems, both in and out of the courtroom. I think these two gentlemen will be greatly placed to help us understand bankruptcy and real estate. So, without further ado, I'll let you guys take the stage. No problem.
Hi, folks. I'm Eric. This is Tripp. We're going to tell you everything you need to know about real estate bankruptcy in 30 minutes. That's it.
All right. So let's talk. So fundamentally, what we're going to talk about are two types of bankruptcy proceedings that are going to involve real estate. I'm going to kind of explain both of them to you briefly, talk about some of the fundamental concepts in each of them, and then potentially some strategies to discuss for you all, particularly on the front end of these real estate transactions to maximize the bankruptcy process for your clients. So the first type of bankruptcy proceeding is a single asset real estate case. This is a Chapter 11 case. Oh, I need to change this. There we go. Okay, it's a Chapter 11 case, and to qualify for a single asset real estate case, the entity that is the debtor has to own a single property or project, has to make substantially all of their gross income from that project, and has no other substantial business other than the operation of that property. So fundamentally what this is are, you know, single purpose entities that own real estate and collect income from that real estate. So
retail centers,
exactly,
multifamily, and Tripp, you used the word qualify. Really, you don't really want it. Yeah, you don't really want to call as a borrower, potential debtor. You don't really want to qualify for a single asset real estate case because the ramifications of that, which Tripp will talk about in a second, are significant and detrimental to the borrower. If you represent a lender and you are seeking to go after your collateral, having a debtor designated as a single asset real estate case in a chapter 11 is a good thing for you as a lender because it accelerates some of the deadlines that you see in chapter 11s.
Definitely. And so in a single asset real estate entities are usually, you're going to see things like you just said, multifamily, office buildings, shopping centers, things like that. A single asset real estate debtor, there is no debt limit to be a single asset real estate debtor. So whether the project has $2 million in debt or $200 million in debt, doesn't matter. If it meets the qualifications of a single asset entity, then it will be a SAR debtor. The other type of bankruptcy that can involve real estate is a subchapter 5 bankruptcy. Now, what Eric was just saying was that a single asset real estate case is going to be more advantageous to a lender. A subchapter 5 case is going to be much more advantageous to a debtor. Now, it's only applicable if the subchapter 5 debtor has non-contingent debt of less than $7.5 million. So certainly is going to have bank debt of less than $7.5 million, and then whatever its ancillary debts are, trade creditors, things like that, would need to add up to less than $7.5 million.
And Tripp, for most of us old guys, right, subchapter 5 is new. I mean, so this is a process that was implemented in 2020. To provide more relief for small debtors. That's the idea, small business debtors. And it is a significant potential advantage for those debtors, and we'll talk about that more in a second. But it's for those of us who have been practicing for a long time, you probably haven't heard about sub-5s, but you will.